And now taking a look at sports, basketball action, and women's college hoops last night. A game you heard here on KJN. It was SUNY Agbuki scoring a career-high 23 points, and Baylor advanced to the NCAA tournament's Elite Eight for the fifth time in 6 years with an 81-66 win over Iowa last night. Nina Davis added 20 points, and Nia Johnson had 16 assists for the number 2 seed Lady Bears, who will now face the Stanford-Notre Dame winner on Sunday. Agbuki finished with 12 rebounds for Baylor, which out-rebounded the Hawkeyes 45-35. The 6'4" senior topped her previous career best of 16 points set last season against Kansas State. Christy Wallace hit her first 7 shots and finished with 17 points for Baylor. Samantha Logic had a triple-double to lead third-seeded Iowa, finishing with 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 14 assists. The Hawkeyes were making their first Sweet 16 appearance since 1996. They finished the season at 26-8. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is down to the Elite Eight. Top seed Duke will take on number 2 seed Gonzaga in the South Regional Final in Houston, and 7-seeded Michigan State will take on number 4 seed Louisville in the East Regional Final at Syracuse. Duke relied on its 3 freshman starters to lead a 63-57 triumph over number 5 Utah. Justice Winslow had 21 points and 10 rebounds as the Blue Devils advanced to the regional final for the 14th time under coach Mike Krzyzewski. Tyus Jones finished with 15 points and fellow freshman Jahlil Okafor chipped in 8 rebounds and 6 points. Presmik Karnowski had 18 points and 9 rebounds as Gonzaga knocked out number 11 seed UCLA 74-62. The Bruins trailed just 35-34 early in the first half before the Bulldogs went on a 12-0 spurt to regain control. Kyle Wiltjer added 8 points and 10 rebounds for the Bulldogs. Michigan State is the lowest seed still alive after Denzel Valentine scored 13 of his 18 points in the second half and a 62-58 win over number 3 seed Oklahoma. Travis Trice led the Spartans with 24 points, while Brandon Dawson added 11 rebounds to help out the Spartans and getting them back to the Elite Eight for the second straight season as their coach Tom Izzo continues his wizardry in March. Montrezl Harrell scored 24 points, and Louisville kept its title hopes alive by downing North Carolina State 75-65 in Syracuse. Terry Rozier added 17 points and 14 rebounds for the Cardinals, who trailed 33-31 at halftime before reserve Anton Gill keyed a late-game charge. Kentucky, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and Arizona all advanced to the Elite Eight by winning on Thursday night. The Wildcats and Irish will play for the Midwest crown today in Cleveland, while the Badgers will face Arizona for the West Regional supremacy here tonight as well. The South and East Region Finals will be held on Sunday, and then, of course, we'll be down to the Final Four for next weekend's action. Steve Lavin is no longer the head basketball coach at St. John's. The school says the two sides mutually agreed to part ways with 1 year left on Lavin's contract. He was the Red Storm's bench boss for 5 seasons, and the school's 21 wins this season matched the most under Lavin. The Red Storm were eliminated from the NCAA tournament by San Diego State in the first round. And Donnie Tindall is out after just 1 season as men's basketball coach at Tennessee. The firing comes as the NCAA investigates his 2-year stay at Southern Mississippi, where he coached before coming to Tennessee. Volunteers athletic director Dave Hart said in a statement that it is highly likely Tindall will face significant penalties after the NCAA completes its inquiry. Florida guard Michael Frazier has announced he's leaving school early and entering the NBA draft. He was a 2-year starter and one of the top 3-point shooters in the Southeastern Conference. Frazier was second on the team in scoring this season, averaging 12.1 points and 38% from beyond the arc. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors have tied the team victory record set it 39 years ago. Stephen Curry scored 38 points and had 10 assists as the Warriors ripped Memphis 107-85 for their 60th win. Klay Thompson finished with 28 points to help the Warriors pick up their 8th straight victory and move closer to clinching home court advantage throughout the NBA playoffs. The Grizzlies led the Southwest Division. They're down to a half game over Houston now after James Harden had 33 points and 8 assists to lead the Rockets to a 120-110 victory over Minnesota. Josh Smith added 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists for the Rockets. Reigning NBA MVP Kevin Durant will have bone graft surgery in his right foot next week and will miss the rest of the season. The Oklahoma City Thunder forward had surgery on a broken bone in his right foot in October. He had been healing well, but in late February had a procedure to replace a screw that was rubbing up against another bone and causing discomfort. However, the pain didn't subside. The team expects Durant to return to basketball activities within the next 4 to 6 months. Former NBA player and broadcaster Hot Rod Hundley has died on Friday at the age of 80. Hundley averaged 8.4 points, 3.3 rebounds, and 3.4 assists in 6 seasons with the Lakers in Minneapolis and L.A., playing in the 1960 and 61 All-Star Games. He later broadcast 3,051 Jazz games from 1974 to 2009 and was a color analyst for NBA games on CBS. Hundley was also a broadcaster for 4 seasons with the Phoenix Suns and 4 with the Lakers. The NHL's very tight Western Conference playoff race is even more interesting following Minnesota's victory and a Chicago loss. Thomas Vanek, Miku Koivu, and Zach Parise scored their first three in the first 12 minutes of the third period to put the Wild ahead 4-1 in a 4-2 win over Calgary. Devin Dubnyk topped 23 shots in his 34th consecutive start to help Minnesota move within 1 point of the Blackhawks for third place in the Central Division. Dubnyk is 25-6-1 with a 1.72 goals against average since joining the Wild in mid-January. The outcome keeps the Flames ninth in the West and 1 point behind Los Angeles for third place in the Pacific Division. The Hawks were 5-2 losers over Columbus Blue Jackets as Cam Atkinson scored recorded his second career hat trick. The Jackets have won 5 straight and 8 of 9 to climb back to 500. And Edmonton crushed the Stars' fading playoff hopes as Richard Bachman stopped 29 shots in the Oilers' 4-0 shutout of Dallas. Andrew Miller scored on a penalty shot as well for the Oilers. And in NASCAR, Joey Logano has captured the pole for Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Martinsville Speedway. He had a lap of 98.461 miles per hour as he seeks his first career victory at Martinsville. The reigning Daytona 500 champ also will be going for his second win of the year. Ryan Newman was second in qualifying and will start alongside Logano, just in front of Martin Truex Jr. and Jeff Gordon. Kevin Harvick qualified 17th as he tries to finish among the top two for the ninth consecutive race. Jimmy Walker shot a 5-under-67 in the PGA's Texas Open to take a one-stroke lead in his hometown event. Walker overtook first-round leader Charlie Hoffman with the 3 straight birdies late in his round. Walker is 6-under at the midway point, 1 ahead of Hoffman and Aaron Baddeley. And Morgan Pressel matched the course record with an 8-under-64 for a share of the second-round lead in the Kia Classic in the LPGA. Pressel had 8 birdies to match Miriam Lee at 10-under through 36 holes. Pressel is seeking her first LPGA title in 7 years. And on the Champions Tour, Joe Durant and Colin Montgomery share the lead through one round of the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic in Biloxi. Durant and Montgomery each birdied their final hole of the day to open with 5-under-67s, putting them 1 stroke ahead of Gene Sowers, Kevin Sutherland, David Frost, Woody Austin, and Brad Faxon. That's a look at the latest of sports here this morning on KJN Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.